Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You may be seated. This is the creation story. The reason why people are agnostic today, slowly but surely, public education has eroded away at the creation story to where it's accepted by many, and certainly all non-believers, the theory of evolution. But the Bible teaches us creation. We were created in the image of God. But let's look at this verse for just a moment. It said, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and over all, and over the cattle. And that's good, but now listen to this. Over all the earth. Over all the earth. Everybody say all. God said over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. This is the story of creation. And it's the story of God's relationship with man. And God gave man dominion. Say dominion. Dominion. God gave man dominion over all. Over all. Over all the earth. What does all mean? It means all. What does dominion mean? If in the Hebrew, it means empire realm, the realm of the empire, the realm of the whole earth, the concept of power that God gave to man. In the Greek, it means to rule, to reign over everything. That's what dominion means. And so God gave man dominion over everything, everything. But unfortunately, man gave that away. When you read the story of what happened of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, mankind, Eve, Adam, they surrendered the dominion to the devil. Satan is alive and well on earth today. But he is powerless because of the cross. But he is empowered by man. The devil is the inventor of the credit card. Some of you know the perils of credit card. If you could just lift your hand and say, I don't owe anything on a credit card and I pay it off every month, lift your hand. Well, you're not in the majority, folks. I've been through all that myself, but praise God, I don't have any credit card debt that I don't pay every month. And if you pay it every month, you don't have to pay any interest. And if you don't pay, you're paying about 22% interest. You realize you can't get ahead paying 22% interest. But the devil is the inventor of the credit card, because the cross stripped the devil of everything he had. He lost death, he lost the grave, he lost his name, and so now he is living on borrowed power. But he gets it from man. If every man and woman, child on the face of the earth was saved, the devil would be out of business. But he's living on borrowed power because he has been stripped. He's a con artist. The devil is a con artist. I read about a couple a long time ago, and they were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they were very famous. Everybody knew them. They drove the best of cars, wore the best of clothes, lived in a mansion. They were invited to all of the president's inaugurations, no matter which party it was. Somebody began to inquire one time about those people, said, who are those people? And nobody really knew who they were. So what do they do? How'd they make their money? When they were investigated, these people were totally broke. They just had a pretense. They were living on credit cards. They were going from bankruptcy to bankruptcy. But they were putting on a good show. The devil is the very same way. He's putting on a good show, but he is totally bankrupt. But Eve and Adam gave dominion to the devil. And so that's the reason why there is so much evil in this world. So why did God just not come and take dominion back? Why didn't God just say, well, you gave it away, I'll take it back. You know what the Bible said about God? There are two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. If God ever lied, there would be no hope for civilization. That's the reason why his promises are yea and amen. And so when he gave dominion to man, he could not just take it back when they gave it to the devil. And so the devil has run rampant over this world. That's the reason why this world is in such terrible disorder today. Because Adam and Eve surrendered dominion over this planet to the devil. The Bible said in Genesis 6, just before the flood, that God came down to see if it was as evil as he believed it to be, and it was. And that's where it is today. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, or as it was in the days of Noah. So why doesn't God do something? Because God gave his authority and his dominion to man. It's up to mankind to take dominion back from the devil. But most people are in league with the devil, whether they know it or not. We are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so they're in league with the devil, and every day they're giving them power. And if you listen to their conversation, you can hear that. Their conversations are filthy. Filthy conversations, filthy imaginations, taking God's name in vain. You know, the Bible said that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. What does that mean? That means that God puts certain things in orbit and they happen. God does not have to get up every morning and start the sun. That's automatic. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. It rains on the just and the unjust. We are in a small drought. We've had a lot worse. We're in a small drought. Does that mean that God is withholding rain from San Antonio? No. It means that it's just the natural cause and effect. It's been set in order. And that won't be changed until the weather just changes itself, unless, this is where we enter in, unless somebody has the power to pray to God and a miracle take place. But generally, man does not have that authority, that power. He gave it away. But that's the reason why Christ came 2,000 years ago, was to make that power available to mankind again. And so when the church started on the day of Pentecost, it was not a shake your hand and accept the Lord. Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8 at the beginning of the book of Acts, after you have received the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. And that word power equates to dominion. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have dominion. In other words, I'm going to take you all the way back to the garden where Adam and Eve was, and I'm going to give you dominion. I'm going to give you power, where you have power over the devil that man has given authority and dominion to. So let me explain this to you. There's nobody on the face of the earth that has dominion or power over the devil except born-again Christians. Do you understand that? That is a tremendous responsibility. Say, how many of us are there? They say that there might be as many as a billion people that are filled with the Holy Spirit. I imagine that's an exaggeration, but there's a lot of us. But we've got to understand that there is a real devil, and that devil is powerful on the borrowed power of humanity. But we that have been born again, we that have been born again are more powerful than he is. The Bible said, greater he is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so we can. They made fun of Pat Robertson. Jennifer, you work for them. They made fun of Pat Robertson because there was a hurricane bearing down on the CBN headquarters, and he prayed publicly, and it diverted and did not come there and did not do one bit of damage. This was years ago, and they scoffed and they laughed at him. But the truth is, a Holy Ghost-filled person has that kind of power. Because we are the new Adams, we are the new Eves, and we have the power of the living God. Years ago, a friend of mine pastored a little church in West Texas, and they were having one of our famous droughts out there, and they asked every church to take a day and go to the courthouse square, and pray. The Catholics went, the Church of Christ went, the Baptists went, the Methodists went, and it came the day for the Holy Ghost people to go, and there was only about 100 of them, and they showed up with umbrellas. And the next day, the heavens opened up, and it rained 5 inches in West Texas, and that man became a celebrity, and many people came into that church because they thought he had the power to make it rain. Elijah had the power to make it rain, and James used that illustration. He said he spoke and the heavens were shut up. He spoke and the heavens were open, and then he said, the prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Ladies and gentlemen, can I say to you, and can you mull it over before you discard it, that a Holy Ghost-filled Christian today is more powerful than an Old Testament prophet? Let me say it again. And before you swallow that, think about it a while. A Holy Ghost-filled Christian today in the 21st century is more powerful potentially than an Old Testament prophet. How do you know that, Pastor? Because the people in the book of Acts did more miracles in that short time span than all the prophets put together in the Old Testament. Do you know who you are? You are the power that God has delivered dominion to, and God wants you to do something about it. We have got to dispose that thought that the will of God is always done on earth. The will of God is seldom done. That's the reason why Jesus taught us in what we call the Lord's Prayer. Pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have got the power to make the will of God be done in your life. I'm not telling you that you can change the world. I'm telling you you can change your world. You can change your world. You might not be able to change the whole world at one time, but you can change your world because you have got dominion and power. And the Bible said, and this is a spoiler alert, I'm not near there yet, but I don't want to leave you hopeless. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 1, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priest unto God and to his Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Friend, you should not be dealing with the same little sins in your life every day. You are bigger than that. You are the new Adam and Eve. You are the new population. You are the new generation. You are the peculiar set apart people. You have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I don't want to just take this building and fill it up 3 or 4 times in the rest of my life. I want it to be filled with people that know who they are. People that realize that they have dominion. Friend, you can take a part of this earth and say, I'm going to take this part of the earth and I'm going to make it holy. I'm going to take dominion over it. That can be your house. That can be your job. That can be your family. Praise God. And you said, I am now a child of the living God. I am what Adam was before he fell. I'm before Eve was before she ate the fruit. I am now the called and chosen of Almighty God. And I can make a difference in my world. Oh, hallelujah. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it is not just so you can chatter and speak in a language. That's good because it's a private line to God. But that is the minimal result of the Holy Spirit. The real result, the maximum result of the Holy Spirit is that you have dominion. You do not have to live according to this world's dictates. You're in this world, but not of this world. You're separated from this world. Praise God. My brother-in-law was with 6 people that died in his presence in 1 week. He pastors in Ohio. I told my daddy he was still living. I said, Gary had 6 people die in his presence this week. And daddy said, keep him away from me. He had a guy die in a golf cart. He was visiting with a man in his house. And he died. I forgot there were 6 of them died in 1 week. He's told me the story several times. The point I'm making is, friend, I believe I have dominion. And lightning might strike the person right beside me. But I'm not like the person beside me unless they're Holy Ghost filled. I am unique. I'm called out. I'm called to have authority. I am called to come against the devil. The devil cannot have free will in my life like he does the world. They give him the authority. They give him the power. That's the reason why you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You ought to be a radically changed person. Does the Bible not say you are a new creature or a new creation? You're not like the world. You now have dominion over things. You don't just say, well, you know, whatever happens, this is the will of God. The will of God is seldom done. Well, you know, I hear them all the time. Well, everything happens for a purpose. That is the most idiotic philosophy in the world. Car wrecks do not happen for purpose. Cancers do not happen for purpose. Children born malformed do not happen for a purpose. That is because there is a devil and mankind refuses to put him out of business. You can't dance with the devil every day and then when you get in a bind say, oh, I'm going to rebuke him now. No, you can't rebuke your best friend. You can't rebuke the one you dance with. You can't rebuke the one you sleep with. Friend, you're going to have to rebuke him when he is not doing anything against you. You've got to let him know. I know some people so evil that I won't give him my phone number. I know a man so evil, and I used to know him, but he just got evil. I mean, he's supposed to be a preacher. He was sleeping with a different woman every month. He just became evil. He sold out. This was years ago. I changed my phone number, and he saw me, and he said, I've lost your phone number. I said, no, you didn't lose my phone number. I changed my phone number because of you. He was shocked. He went to a friend and said, hey, Fender won't give me his phone number. And he said, give me his phone number. I told my friend, I said, if you give him my phone number, I'll change it again, and you won't have my phone number. Some of you got the devil on speed dial. He works in your life every day. And then when somebody says, the doctor says, you got cancer, oh, I got to pray. I watch these people on TV, the most evil people. Say, our prayers are with you. It doesn't mean a thing when evil people pray. Not one thing. Did you know the Bible said that God does not hear the prayer of a sinner? You've got to distinguish yourself between the common Joe that lives in this world. That ain't who you are. You are a mighty child of the living God. And you have got dominion in your life. And you've got authority and power. And praise God, you need to be practicing every day. Let me tell you, cancer is a formidable enemy. It's big. It's ugly. It's bad. And that shouldn't be your Goliath. That shouldn't be the first thing you choose to fight. You ought to have fought a lion first. Before you ever get to Goliath, you ought to whip a bear. What are you saying? I'm saying you got little things in your life that every day you ought to say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, devil. I've got dominion over you. I've got dominion over this headache. I've got dominion over that demon that's trying to steal my teenage daughter. I've got dominion. You're working every day. And you just start working your way up. And then after a while, there's nobody but you and Goliath. But you say, I'm not afraid of him. And then you say what David said. You say, hey, David. Hey, Goliath. Who are you? You uncircumcised Philistine. In other words, devil, your covenant is broken. You understand, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they broke their covenant with God and they covenanted with the devil. But when Jesus Christ came, he gave us the authority to break that covenant with the devil and covenant with him, just like Abraham. I don't have a covenant with the devil. I've got a covenant with God. And so no matter how big the enemy is, I remind you of one thing. You don't have a covenant and I do. You don't have a promise and I do. You don't have authority and I do. You don't have dominion and I do. Because in Jesus Christ I live and move. Everything I got about me is Jesus. I don't use his name. I don't blaspheme his name. I don't use filthy language. I don't listen to dirty jokes. I don't go to dirty movies. I turn stuff off on the television. You know, people think I'm a cowboy. And they said, you're going to love Yellowstone. How many people know what Yellowstone is? It's a movie on TV, a series on TV. Said, you're going to love it. Man, it's all about ranches and cattle. You know how long I lasted on Yellowstone? About 20 seconds. About one F word and three or four words, and I was gone. I have not. You say, oh, you just let me. No, I won't. I won't love that. It's just not worth it to me. I don't want to hear that over and over and over and over again. I live in a different realm. I live in a different country. I'm a totally different gene. I'm not white, black, yellow, or brown, or red. I'm blood washed, praise God. I am a race all of my own. That's the reason why I'm not a racist. I believe there's only one race, and that race is Jesus Christ. And there's neither bond nor free, black or white, Jew or Gentile. There's one race, praise God. And if you are a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, you and I are the same race, and it doesn't matter about our complexion. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, and I have dominion over everything. And every day of my life, I am hammering on the devil's head. I am denouncing cancer. I'm denouncing blindness. I'm denouncing sickness. I'm denouncing weakness. I'm denouncing sin. I'm denouncing poverty. I'm denouncing devil. You have no authority over me. It is written in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to leave behind when I go to heaven. I don't want to leave behind a crowd of people like there are all over America. I watch churches on television. They got crowds of people. But when the preacher is preaching and they span that congregation, they just take that camera and go out there. Man, it's just full of people. And he's up there sharing the word of God. And their eyes are glazed over by the thousands. They're sitting out there in front of their eyes are glazed over. And you can read what their face says. I hope he's about through so I can get out of here. And I won't have another God thought until this time next week. Those are not God's people. People that are God's people don't just have a God that once a week on a Sunday morning and they're bored stiff. The word of God to them is a lie. It's better than enchiladas. It's better than tacos. It's better than gumbo. Praise God. They feed on the word of God. When the devil comes in like a flood, they rush to their Bible and they find three verses. And then they stand up and it's like Jesus. They say, it is written. And the devil starts backing out of their house. Said, oops, sorry, wrong house, wrong address. I'm leaving. I'm going to go down the street. I didn't realize you have dominion. Friend, when you've got the Holy Ghost and fire, you got dominion, and you might not take over the whole world, but you've got the authority to mark out your territory and say, this territory right here is mine, and devil, you can't step foot inside this. You're not coming in my house. You're not coming in my kid's life. You're not coming in my bedroom. You're not coming in my kitchen. You're not coming in my church. I've got dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet and give God some praise in this house today. I don't know how many years I've got left in this pulpit, but there's two things I want to do. I want to bring people to Christ, and the second thing is I want to educate people to who they are in Christ. Because, friend, if you will ever accept the dominion that Jesus Christ purchased, I'm going to talk about this again next week. And if you'll accept the dominion that Christ purchased for you, you not only will change your life, you will change everybody around you. People will either come to your Christ or they will flee from you. They say, I can't stand him no more. I can't stand him no more.